Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Last week, I was driving from the central coast of California through the interior regions of the San Joaquin Valley. On my way, I saw California's abundant crops and livestock. Along the coast, there were many acres of lettuce, avocados, and lemons. In the great Central Valley, stretching all the way from Bakersfield to Redding, I was amazed at the countless acres of pistachios, walnuts, grapes, almonds, oranges, and other crops. Did you know that almonds are the best-selling export in our state, producing 1.6 billion pounds annually and producing 50,000 jobs? The need for water in our state was also obvious. As I traversed from west to east, the land became drier, dustier, and hotter. In most places, the only spots of green were irrigated by pumps or one of California's famous canals. Occasionally, there was an orchard or field where irrigation had stopped altogether. The results were catastrophic. Trees were dead or dying, and the weeds were somehow resisting the drought better than the trees. For those who want everything to go back to its natural state, perhaps we should reconsider. Do you like food? There were numerous signs displayed along the highway by farmers protesting the lack of water due to recent legislation that cuts back on water for agriculture. Another sign put the crisis more positively: where water flows, food grows. It is haunting to think of what would happen if the canals no longer flowed with water, or if it was diverted solely for purposes like big lawns and golf courses. Water is a limited resource that is likely to become scarcer, especially in California and the Southwest. Hard choices are being made about where to allocate it. Who needs the water more, the farmers or the fish? You can undam the Klamath, but many farmers are going to go out of business if you do. Farmers raid food, and food is a needed commodity. The moral high ground is hard to pick here. It largely depends on your self-interest. If you make your living fishing, of course, you want the dams removed and the fish to thrive. If you make your living farming, you might point out that farming requires water diverted from rivers. It is unlikely that water will be sufficient to provide amply for both. Therefore, the voters and the politicians have some very tough choices to make about who gets the water and who gets the broken cistern. Much of the water in the canals comes from rivers up here, up north, mostly Northern California, and since we have an abundance of water, we should share it. But we should also be fairly compensated for our H2O. Water is going to be increasingly valuable in California and throughout the Southwest, especially if the drought continues. I say we sell the water and get as much as we can for it. Someday, water will be more valued than gold or oil. I hope that day is far away, but fear that it may come soon. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.